Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
God.
Glory to God. God bless you all tonight. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. Welcome to Eagles in Flight Hour. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you that's here tonight. And thank God for the word that you're going to receive from the Lord. Amen. We just come right now in an expectation to receive what thus said the Lord tonight. Before we start, let's go to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you all honor and glory. We thank you for this opportunity that you've allowed us to come to right now in Jesus' name. We thank you right now for your place, this special place that we have in your heart as well as you have in ours. Lord God, we thank you right now for the opportunity we have to express your love to your great people, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name as we come to experience you. We thank you for your wisdom and your guidance, your understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom of God to be alive in us and flow through us as well in Jesus' name. Teach us your word. Thank you, Lord, for revelation and knowledge and truth. Lord, we know nothing, but you know all things, Jesus, and we thank you as we surrender to you. Now, Lord, I thank you right now as your vessel prepared for the master's use. I thank you for using me whichever way you desire to use me. Lord God, I surrender all to you, Lord. And I thank you as I surrender my heart. And I thank you, my spirit, my soul. Lord, have your way, Jesus. I'm a vessel yielded to you today in Jesus' name. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your people be blessed today as they receive your word tonight, Lord God. Let them be enriched, empowered, and empowered with the goodness that comes only from you. So, Lord, we bless you. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to amen. We're going to talk. Let's go to John chapter 14. And we're going to start there. And we're going to read for a little bit, and we're going to come to our point of establishment. Let's go to John chapter 14, starting at verse 1. It says, I'll be reading from the King James Version. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. And if you believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither you go without ghost, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth you know me and seen me. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and you has thou not known me, Philip? He that have seen me have seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in my Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for his word tonight. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the subject of the power of relationship. The power of relationship. Power of relationship. When it comes to relationship, let's see exactly what does Mr. Webster say about relationship. Amen. Relationship is the way in which two or more people, groups, countries, talk to, behave toward, and deal with each other. A romantic or sexual friendship between two people, the way in which two or more people or things are connected. Amen, amen, amen. The state of being related, connected, the relation connecting, the relation connecting or bonding participants in a relationship, a kinship, a specific instant or type of kinship, a state of affairs existing between two having relations or dealings, okay, and romantic attachment. Okay, now let's go back to, I like the first three, we can deal with those three there. The way in which two or more people, groups, or countries talk to, behave toward, and deal with each other, a romantic or sexual friendship between two people, the way in which two or more people or things are connected. Amen. Let's deal with this. Okay, relationship, the power of, the power of relationship. We often hear people say, I don't have religion, but I have a... Now, that is a very good terminology, I guess you could say. But the key is we have to make sure we're living it. Many times people say have a relationship, but do they? With a relationship with God, a relationship with God should produce, or relationship with Jesus Christ, whichever way you want to put it, it should produce some things. A relationship between a man and a woman, okay, but more specifically, a husband and wife, produces life. It produces love between one another, and two coming together, actually, new life comes out of that. You know, husband and wife come together and a child is created. That's by relationship. They have, they have the right to walk in this relationship, they have a right to bear forth fruit from their relationship. Then we see here relationship. Let's deal with the definitions here. The first definition of relationship says the way in which two or more people, groups, or countries talk to. When you have a relationship with a person, you can talk with a person in a way that everyone can. There's a way that I talk to my wife, there's a way she can talk to me that everyone can, because of the relationship that's there. The relationship makes it legal for us to conversate in a way that we do. Okay? Behave toward. Because of relationships, certain behaviors come out of relationships, the way people act or show forth. You have, for instance, I'll say the husband and wife, because they have a relationship with each other, they can behave certain ways around the house that's legal, but don't behave because of their relationship. They can have an Adam and Eve day around the house and act like, you know, relationship. Because they legally can do that because of the relationship that they have, it gives them legal grounds or legal bonding. They're free to express their care and their love towards one another. And through this relationship, they have the freedom to express that. Okay, it also says to deal with each other. Because of relationship, for instance, I say for a business deal, because, what's the place? I've noticed to where, like, a Taco Bell, certain Taco Bells have a Pizza Hut and a KFC. I think all two or three of them working at one time, one setting. Well, because of the relationship of the companies, that gives them access to one another. So, because of this relationship here that they have, you have access to all three of these places at one time. See, because of relationship gives you access to a person or a thing or a place that everyone doesn't have. Because of relationship, you get it's a privilege. It comes with a privilege is being released to you. Well, let's look at the Lord. So because we have a relationship with the Lord, our prayers are heard. There's a connection that we have from him. We get to know him in a very much more intimate way because there's a relationship. We can spend time with him in a special way that everyone can or don't. But because of where I do spend time with him, it produces in my life. See, this is what separates a preacher from another preacher. Let me bring it on a little closer. What separates a regular neighborhood preacher right not too far from you from a person who like Benny Hinn or someone else like that? And the biggest thing you probably could say is possibly a relationship with God. Now, I'm not saying that they don't have one have a more strong relationship with God than the other one because in a sense one may do in a sense of because one could have been walking with God a little longer or a lot longer, then that doesn't make them better than one another. But their access is different. Of a person who's been saved to 10 years and constantly walking with God, talking with God, spending time with God, they're growing in God, and I mean they're producing in God. You see the fruit of the life. Then you have a person who's been saved 15 to 20 years. They've been saved 15 to 20 years. They have the numbers. They have the numbers. But they don't have the fruit that they should have with the numbers. See, relationship should produce something. Should produce some kind of fruit of the time or the connection that you have. If anyone desires to call in, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So, amen. So we see here what the Lord is showing us. There's power in relationship. There's authority in relationship. There's access in relationship. A lot of things are coming can come through having relationship. And this is what we have to get and understand. This is what separates another Christian, a common Christian, from a Christian who's on fire for God or really have an intimate relationship with God. Someone who just know of God and versus who really knows God for real. Because what I've learned in my years, I've seen where relationship is everything. Matter of fact, and this is a saying that I have, for a Christian, your greatest asset on earth is your relationship with God. Our congregation didn't know that I'll say it in a heartbeat. Your greatest asset on earth as a believer is your relationship with God. So how can this be? You have cars and everything. Yeah, all the other stuff is temporary. Will not last long. You may have two or three, maybe four in your time. But your one relationship with God can carry your lifetime. And after everything else goes, your relationship with God will be right there. That's why your greatest asset on this earth is your relationship with God. And, you know, without it, you can't really do anything. Amen? So we see here in the scriptures, amen, as we get ready to get back into it. But once again, relationship, talking about the power of relationship. With the power of relationship, God gives you access to his heart. He gives you access to him. Through Jesus Christ, we get connection with the Father. The Holy Spirit, he's to all who see, where he resides and abide with us. Amen. So, all right, and we're going to go a little further. He says, let's start at verse 9. Well, let me go back. Let's go to verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, Jesus says, I am the way. You follow me. I'm the truth. He's the word and the life. Without him, there's eternal life. You know, in him or through him, we have eternal life. He says, no man come to the Father except by me. In other words, I've heard someone say one time, I heard someone say that they don't deal with Jesus. They just deal with God straight up. That's what they do. They don't deal with Jesus.
Mm-mm.
They just deal with God straight up. That's biblically incorrect. You just can't just go bypass the Son and get to the Father. You just know where you can do that. How can you have get to the Father unless you go through the Son? Jesus says it and make it plain. He's the way, the truth, and life. You can't get there without me. Amen. It goes on. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. This word known has sticked out. He said, you have known me. Okay, that word known. Let's look that word up because there's something about that word known. A husband and wife, they know each other. Amen. So that word known means generally accepted as something specific, included in the knowledge that all people considered as one group have, familiar to people. Husband and wife are very familiar with one another in ways that everyone isn't. Known. Now let's go a little further to see what is to know. To know means to have information of some kind in your mind. To have some kind of information of some kind in your mind. Because I know my wife, I know things about her that everyone doesn't know. I know I've seen her in different, I've seen some things that everyone has not seen. Also, even as far as, you know, when you talk about a husband, just any husband or wife, they know each other intimately that everyone just doesn't know that. To understand something, to have a clear and complete idea of something. To know is to have knowledge, understanding of. To be clear, to have revelation, truth. To not to be cloudy, but you understand, to have understanding. To complete an idea of something. To also means to have learned something as a skill or language. You also have accomplished some learning. You've accumulated knowledge and some understanding, language, skill. So that to, when you know something, that means you know. So he's saying here, so if you had known me, he said, if you had known me, then you had known of my Father also. So he's telling Philip, you don't really know me too well. He said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know me, you know him. And you have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, that and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? I spent all this time with you, you don't know me yet? You know, this is a thing of interdisciplinary relationship here. When you know relationship, okay, for instance, someone could say, Jesus told me to do this. Jesus told me to do that. And it's something totally contrary to what God's word says. I don't need a book, chapter, and verse to go to you and say, you know, that's not God. But just whatever it is, if the foundation is not love, that's, first of all, I know it ain't come from God. And then first of all, it didn't come from out of the word. But then second of all, and it was not even coming from the place of love because God is love. So if it didn't come from a place of love and use some kind of hate thing, then automatically I know that wasn't God. That's why when it comes to our walk, we ought to know, we should know his voice, especially how he speaks to us. Because each and every person, we may identify a different way, how he may speak to us differently, deal with us differently. Okay, that's fine. But there should be some kind of way that we should know that it's God speaking to us and not ourselves, not flesh, or not someone else, something else. We should know him. we should know him. You know, the Bible tells us we should know them by the fruit we bear. Because, see, if you bear fruit of him, people should know, oh, wow, that's God sent. That's God. Yeah, you know, they should recognize the fruit that you bear is kingdom. You should represent, they should be able to recognize the fruit you bear is coming from God. If anyone desires a call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box. So when we understand how important this is for us to know him is by this relationship, it's very important because a lot of this hinge on your relationship with God. Your peace hinges on that relationship with God. Your joy on that. Your patience. Your understanding, you know, these are things that sometimes we overlook, but all these things are affected by your relationship with God. If you're in constant communication with God to where you have developed a walk with God and you listen, you understand his talk, you understand his language, you understand his ways, all these things help you to walk out these fruit, the fruit of God, the fruit of the Spirit, excuse me. See, all these things, even the gifts work by love. So, you know, all these things is for full operation because of the love of God. That's the whole heart behind it. It's not to gain something that we want or do, but it's truly to for the word that needs to come forth. Amen. So, amen. As we go along a little further. All right. Okay, so as we go a little further here, we're going to see once again in the Word. I'm sorry, I lost my spot here. Okay, here we go. So we left off at verse. That was weird. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So he was talking. He had a discussion with Philip. Okay. Verse 9. So he said, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" So he's saying because of this relationship here, you should have seen. You should have seen the Father in me. You should have known me because I'm with the Father. And if this not happening, then something's wrong with that. So he just points that out. You know, you should have seen me. You should have seen, well, you should have seen the Father in me. Verse 10 says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" You don't believe that I'm in the Father, he's in me? See, the Father and Son has relationship. Jesus is showing here that I'm showing you, if you see me, you see the Father. Sometimes in some relationships like a father and son, you deal with the Father, you deal with the Son too. You know, because they're both are right there in the one place or whatever it gets to be in the business together. And if you ain't good with the Father, you ain't good with the Son. That's how some things or some businesses are, some things or opportunities. If you ain't with one, the other one say, well, if you good people, my friends, you know, if you friends with my people, whatever, then you good with me too. If you good with that person, that's why too, you got to be careful. When God is giving you, access to him or certain people, and when he gives you access to that person, that's why you have to be careful who you let chime in on that connection, because everyone does not have your heart. Everyone else would not approach things the same way. So because of that, you got to be really careful, because someone could try to get. I've had this happen before. Someone connected with me, so they can have access to some other people. And I felt bad because when I realized what was going on, I cut them off immediately. But the fact of the matter is, they made connections with some people that they did because they came in contact with me. It was part of their plan, I think it was, to get to them. But, you know, when you see things happen like that, that lets you know you got to be careful who you connect to, because you've given that person access to your life in some different areas. They have access to some people who's connected to you. And so this is what keeps us, you know, being watchful and mindful of some things that we do. You know, it's very important that we be careful how we handle or how we connect with people out there. You know, you've got to be very careful of that. It's nothing to just be taken lightly, because your connections, because you give people access to other people by your connection, by being connected to you. So keeping that in mind, because everyone doesn't have the right, you know, the heart behind certain connections. Some people have a motive behind it. Amen. So we keeping that in mind truly. Amen. Verse 11 says, believe me that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, and or else believe me for the works' sake. Amen. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me in the works that I do, that I shall do, also greater works, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. So verse 12 again, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, in the works that I shall do, also greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. So because of relationship, it gives you access and also the ability to do some things that you wouldn't have been able to do on your own. Because of relationship with God, here's Jesus saying, because you believe in me and the relationship I have with the Father, not only that, but you're going to do greater things than I do, because I'm going to have to go to the Father. And I'm going to give you access because of my name to get some things done. This is why when we say in the name of Jesus, give us access. You know, not in Paul Pugh's name, not in John's so-and-so name, but in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we cast out devils, speak in new tongues. See, it's because of the relationship, there's power given, there's access. The sons of Sceva, because they didn't have really a relationship with God the way they need to, here it is, they say, I cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul speak about. I mean, that already sounds like it's trouble to me. That sounds like no relationship there. You just doing what you see somebody else do, but you don't know what they know. And so because they don't know what they know, they have not known the Father. They have not known Jesus. So now they're trying to do what someone in D.C. that has a relationship with God does. So now they're trying to duplicate it, and that demonic force whip them, beat them up, because they try to access without relationship. Without relationship, there's no access to God. Amen. We need to have relationship. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In my name, see, Jesus' name. He said, if you love me, catch this one, keep my commandments. Or I like to say other words too, keep his commands. Because even though it may not be his commandments written down, but whatever the Lord tell you to do, that's what you do in your daily walk. See, we don't need to take, we don't have the Ten Commandments throughout a day to follow his commands. With a relationship with God, he's going to always give you direction sometimes. He's going to tell you, he's going to give you direction, tell you do this, do that. And there's a reason why he's telling you do this, do that. Amen. If anyone need to call in, the number 347-945-5416, excuse me, 347-945-5416. You can press 1 to get, you can get in the queue box. You can ask a question, get prayer. Amen. The time is, you know, definitely now. You can call. Amen. But, okay, you have a comment. Amen. Yes, you feel welcome to as well. Excuse me, kind of went blank for a second there. But, amen. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. But like I was saying, because of that relationship, you know, we have access. We have access to the power of God. When we say in Jesus' name, we can do certain things, you know, that's because the power and the authority that he gives to us to operate in his name, he said the Father will do it. The Father will grant it because of the relationship we have. So if there's no relationship, there's no power. There's no power. there's no power, because there's no relationship. This is why we have to spend time with God, spend time getting to know him, grow in his word, get understanding the revelation of his word, and just continue to grow. I mean, you know, it's just, it's imperative that we grow in the things of God, because if we don't grow, that means the relationship is not moving forward. Your relationship is contingent on what you put in. If you put nothing in, you won't get nothing out. If you put much in, you get much out. Amen? If you put nothing in, you get nothing out. You know, so we have to really put in our relationship with God in order for it to really bear for fruit. There's some different times I've seen some leaders before, because of their relationship with God, they have God give them access, crazy access. There's one man who's a bishop. I remember he was my bishop years ago, and he had such a walk with God. It was just awesome. I mean, he would spend 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours in the closet praying. I mean, just really, wow. It's really a measure to get to a place in God. I'm always looking. I always keep that in mind, because it's a place I want to get to. I mean, I know sometimes in life situations, we're not always able to get there to do some things like that, but yeah, that's a desire of mine, because I want to really get to know God. I really want to go in, because I love to be used of God, and just at this point blank, how can he use you if you don't know him, just spend no time with him? You know, he needs to be able to spend time with you, and you spend time with him, for you to grow in your knowing his relationship, your relationship with the Lord. He needs to be nourished by spending time with him. That time needs to be nourished by being in his presence. So, he spent time with him. And I remember he ministered to us one night and one day, and he told my wife, my wife's mom, she passed some years back, you know. And so what happened, he said, I see your mother. And it was awesome. She just shook her head and everything. But he said, your mother's not here anymore, is she? And she said, no, you know, she's not. And he said, okay, I'm going through heaven right now. He said, I'm in heaven, and I see your mother. And he said, he recognized her. And she said, she's not wearing glasses anymore. She don't have glasses. She had new eyes, you know. And he said some of the leg, I think it was a knee, and then he said, wait a minute, heart. She's going to her heart. She have a new heart. And her heart was the very thing to stop when she died. So when he said that, I was like, wow. By this time, my mind is blown. I'm just like, wow. And then a few days before that, my wife and I had a conversation. I said, you know, I really wish I met your mom, because I never did have a chance to meet her, you know. So yeah, she died before I met her. I said, I really wish I had a chance to meet your mom. That would have been so awesome. And so she said, she would really love you. I said, oh, thanks. You know, it's an nephew, all cuddly, you know, a little warm, fuzzy, you know, okay. All right, so anyway, what happened after that, so after he ministered to her in that way, and he looked at me and he said, yes, she does approve of you as well. He did not know the previous conversation. I was done when he said that. I was like, what? I mean, that was on my heart. And so when he said that, I was total boohoo crying. I never, ever forget that. And see, that was fruit from relationship. Because he had a relationship with God, a fruitful relationship, a powerful relationship with God, that he had access that everyone didn't have. He was able to just, before us, go into heaven, kind of spit in by the Spirit, go into heaven, see her mom, give us a description. And it was nothing wicked about it, because the dead didn't speak or none of that. Not crazy. But he saw the image of her, and he saw the different things that, since she going to heaven, has improved. Her sight, her leg, or I think her knee, her heart. All that was changed. So she's brand new now. So, you know, for us to see that, experience that, I mean, hear that, experience that, and then for him to say that she approves of me, I was done. I was just totally done. But because of relationship, once again, see, your relationship with God is awesome, because you don't know what fruit, how someone's life can benefit from the fruit that comes from you from having a relationship with God. I remember I had a similar experience with that, missing to my apostle. And God began to have me go back into the archives of her growing up into some things that the grandparents and different stuff were saying and some different things that was covered in the times past when she was younger, and that she knew when it went out, when the Lord had me reveal it to me, it was just truly in the time I'll never forget, and that she had happened. And it was so powerful because I never was used like that with, especially with my leader. And so when he did that, it was such a very special moment, but what was revealed by the Spirit. But once again, by access through relationship. But see, when you have a relationship with God, there's a trust there. There's chemistry there. There's a release there. There's a knowing there to where God knows that he can trust you and you can trust him. You can trust to say whatever he said because you know he's good. He can trust to say, he can trust to tell you because whatever he tell you to say, you will say it. Or whatever thing he tell you not to say, you won't say it. See, that relationship brings trust. Amen. It is so powerful. That's why, you know, it goes so far beyond just church as usual. Don't let me tell you something. Your walk with God is so much more important than just going to a church. So much more. You know, it's just so much deeper than that. And that's why we shortchange ourselves when we just, you know, things just by going to church. It's so much deeper than that. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my word. See, this the way you enhance and progress and grow your relationship with God, spend time in his word, pray, be obedient. Your obedience brings you closer to God as well. See, the more you obey him, once again, the more he can trust you. He can bring you closer because he can trust you, because you understand your authority, or you understand his authority, and you respect it, and you respect his commandments, his wishes, and all these things are ingredients of bringing you closer to God, to a closer walk with him. It's so important. Amen. So he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Remember, he said, "You great works you can do because he goes to the Father. He's going to go to the Father. He's already letting you know he's going to the Father." Now he says, "And he shall give you another comforter, someone else to comfort you, to keep you in my place, that he may abide with you forever." Jesus talking about, see, now we have the Holy Spirit, okay, even the Spirit of truth, of whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. See, they can't see the Spirit of truth. They can't see his Holy Spirit. Neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. So because of this relationship, the Holy Spirit is going to be with you, not only with you, but he's going to be in you, a divine connection for life. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. You know, by way of the Holy Spirit, he's going to come to us and connect with us. Yet a little while, and the world see me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. See, we not only with the relationship we share our experience with him, we share him, but we also can do what he does. He's doing, you know. He said, "Because I live, you will live also," because we're connected, we have a relationship, and we're growing in my presence. And in that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. See, there's an abiding that's taking place now. There's a connection, there's a flow, because you have a relationship with Jesus, with the Lord. The Holy Spirit abides and dwells within you. Because of that relationship, you also have the Father with you as well. You won't be comfortless. You have access. So he just killed the space in between to where now you're all one. Okay? He that had my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. See, so he's measuring your love towards him by your obedience to him. See, in a relationship, in this relationship here, he's measuring your love for him by your obedience. How well you obey him shows how much you really love him. See, your thing is you don't want to disobey the Holy Spirit. You don't want to disobey the Lord. You don't want to offend his presence. You know, those things that you don't want to do anything to separate him from your love. You don't want to separate him, man. So you make sure you watch those things. Okay, and he that loved me shall be love of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Now here's what he's saying. He said, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. He loveth me. Okay, you love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. See, you love him, and the Father loves you. Okay, and I will love him, and will manifest. So I will love you, and he will manifest himself to you. So you will have, see, when you pray for someone and the presence of God comes in, heals that person, set them free, whatever the case may be, you pray for someone and God moves, he manifests himself to you. He just manifests himself, his presence, right before you. That's the awesome thing about when you have a powerful, when you have a relationship with God, your walk with him speaks loudly. His presence in your life will show up. And show out on your behalf. He will not let you. He won't let you down. But his love, your love for him, will speak, as his love for you will also speak as well. See, people should know he loves you. That's why even when it comes to favor, there's certain things that happen in our favor to where God will cause some things to happen for us. People know, oh man, God must really love you. Yeah, he does. He really does. Amen. Amen. I can imagine, because I know some people are really like, wow, what, you know, how did that happen? But once again, we got to know our walk with God is real. Don't let anything come between that. Amen. Amen. Verse 22 says, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and make our abode with him. When he come, make his abode with us. This is very special what he's saying there. When you love me, he says, if a man loves me, and he will keep my command, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. See, that love will give you access to some things to really happen on your behalf. When you show God that you love him, it shows him that he can love you, that you're going to choose to do his will and not your own. And he says, and make our abode with him. Amen. Make our abode with him. And that's very special when he told me he can make his abode with you. Abode means the place where someone lives. So he's going to come live with you, in you. Amen. So it's like a place that someone abides. You know, so that's definitely where your relationship will take a different, go to a different place in him, because he's coming to make himself a residence, live with you, abide with you, stay with you. This is where people say the Lord is with that person, because they can feel the presence of God on them, in them. When they speak, they can feel the anointing as they speak, because they can tell that the power, the presence of God is all on you, in you, through you, speaking loud and clear. We have the voice of the God, speaking. Amen. So this is when we have a relationship with God in such a way as this. It's fruit that comes forth. People will know. That's why people ask you to pray, because they know you have access to God that they don't have. Amen. It's a testament to who you are in Christ. Amen. Verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you have, which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He said, you who keep his word, you don't love him. You don't love him. And these things have I spoken unto you, but yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. You will learn because of the Holy Spirit. You will grow because of the Holy Spirit. He will cause you to grow. See, even if you learn from man, listen, because some people think, okay, I don't need a man to teach me. Let me say something. First of all, that's out of order. Okay, God used man to teach and to help you to grow in God, too. God didn't make you to be no Lone Ranger. This whole thing was not built for you to be a Lone Ranger. He did things in the ways to where that you have a teacher, you have a mentor, you have a pastor teach you. You were here. See, listen, it's not them who's teaching you. It's the Holy Spirit through them teaching you. See, that's what he said. The Holy Spirit teach you all things. He'll teach you all things. Even if it's through another person. He's speaking to you. Is that that person? So as the person is teaching you, they're teaching spiritually who are led by God, teaching God's word. You will understand that. You will receive that. Amen. Because he cares. Okay. Then he says, the Father will send in my name, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He said, put him in remembrance of his word. So he will also use the Holy Spirit will be there to receive the word, be built up and filled with the word. And when you need the most, he will bring those words back to your remembrance. They give you, because that's, once again, relationship. He will bring those things, especially at the time that you need to hear it the most or whatever it is. Whatsoever I have said, he said, bring those things back to remembrance. Whatsoever I have said to you. So whatever I've said to you, whatever you've spoken, whatever you learned in your presence with God and your time with the God, he will bring those things back to you. Remember, they need to be brought back so you can be sharp and you can be alive, whatever it is. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he says, this peace I will leave to you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. This peace, God's peace, is not the world peace. The world's peace is fabricated, is conditional, is not God's. God's doesn't change regardless of what happens. World's peace can change in a heartbeat. Amen. So he goes on to say, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again. If you love me, and you would rejoice, because I say unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Amen. His Father is greater than him. We understand the rankings and understand position. So he said point blank, his Father is greater than him. So he just putting things in the right perspective of authority, just knowing exactly that the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking, has first place in his life. I mean, the Father has first place, and he's going to follow the Father. Amen. We have to remember about following the leader. Following those who God has placed in our lives to lead us and guide us in truth. Amen. It's very important that we do not miss following the leader, understanding the authority that our leader has. Amen. And even far as when we obey our leader. Amen. How important that is. So he goes on to say, the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. Listen. Relationship, once again, gets you access. Anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416 for prayer, any kind of question, comments at this particular time. Amen. So he goes on to say, now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. This is why when it's awesome to have a relationship with God, the Lord will tell you things that people don't want you to know. Not only did he tell you things you want you to know, people, he'll tell you the things that they want you to know that they have not told you. Then he also gives you insight on letting you know some things before it happens. See, the more you cultivate the work, the more sometimes he'll begin to share things with you and let you to prepare you for what's ahead. So sometimes there's things that's revealed to you that they have not said, they even plotted, they may have just talked about it, but they haven't actually done it yet. The Lord will give you a heads up on the conversation, whatever the case may be. That's what God did with the king, with Elijah, with the one of the kings. The kings was plotting a booby trap or ambush for the other king. Well, because Elijah allowed him to hear into the chamber, the king, and was able to prepare him. So he was able to tell the king, don't go that way. They're going to trap you that way. Go the other way. Every time he was on fall, he was all messed the plan up. And now it messed the king up. He was so mad. He said, somebody among me is a spy. Someone telling on me. But it was just by the Holy Spirit. He just told him what the truth was. So amen, amen. All right, and I got a couple of verses here, and I'll be in. Amen. He goes on to say, hereafter I will not speak much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and have nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So verse 30 says, hereafter I will not speak much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. Remember, don't let the enemy, through a relationship, you will make sure that the enemy has nothing in common with you, or you have nothing in common with him, or when he comes to you, he will find something that belongs to him in your life. That's very important for us to understand that. The enemy wants to try and find something to fault, the way to fault you, or the reason to fault you for something, or not doing certain things. He wants that. That's why we have to be careful and be mindful of what the enemy desires to do. So right now, we will open the floor. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we ask you to open up your heart, amen, and receive, repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for going my own way. I thank you right now, Lord, for helping me to bring me back and bring me into a place with you, Lord God. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I give you my life. I give you my strength. I give you everything. I surrender now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we also thank you right now for that one, Lord God, even as they release themselves to you. Lord, thank you for receiving their heart as their own. I thank you, Lord God, as they give you their life, they surrender now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you rose, Jesus, on the third day. You died, Jesus died, though you rose on the third day on our behalf. You give us right to cherish of life. So we thank you in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. And Father, we also thank you for those who need to be ready to dedicate their life to you. Thank you, Lord God, for them as they come forth. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for going astray. I surrender now. I believe and I receive, Lord, your will, that as you have caused Jesus to go forth and live on our behalf. Thank you. We choose now to receive new life. I thank you for reviving me again, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for a new beginning. In Jesus' name, we surrender all. Amen. Amen. So, glory to God. And if there's anyone who desires to sow seeds tonight, amen, you're welcome to go to our PayPal account, amen. And it's eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. And you can sow a seed there, amen. Or you can send the mail. It's P.O. Box 2185. Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Amen. P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Amen. That's the PO, post office box. Amen. So you welcome, feel free to sow seed. Amen. We thank God we receive all. And we thank God for you for being on the line tonight, receiving the word from us or with us. In Jesus' name, be encouraged. Amen. Know that God is not finished yet with you. Love you all. Kingdom blessings. Goodbye.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it
is. To serve the Lord.
I'll be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside.
Oh, no.
God planted his love. Yes, he did. He put it down in my heart. Come on, baby. Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart. Yes, it is. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
It's in my heart.
Harvest.
It's in my heart.
Harvest.
It's in my heart.
I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart, and I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one a witness? Can I get a one a witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet.
act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. You got it?
And whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.